This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Yes, this is what we call the Dinner Party Soundtrack, in which a fine musician DJs your next get-together.
Mackenzie Scott released her first album under the moniker Torres when she was still in college. Her personal lyrics and raw vocals continue to earn her critical acclaim, and she's just released her third album of emotional electronica called Three Futures.
Here's Torres to spin a playlist that works for a casual get-together or, you know, something sexier.
Yikes.
Hi, this is Torres, and this is my Dinner Party Soundtrack. The first song that I've chosen is Baby by Gal Costa. I think it's really enchanting and dreamy and a little bit cheesy in all the right ways. Você precisa saber da piscina, da margarina, da Carolina, da gasolina. It's so simple, really, but she just sings this chorus. It's just... You know, it's one word, but to me, if you can repeat one melody or one lyric over and over again with enough intention behind it to make somebody believe you, then I think that you're really on to something. When I attend any sort of a social gathering, I like when the mood starts sweeter, a little silly. Just to make people comfortable, I think, is really important before they've had a glass of wine or whatever it is. Personally, I'm a bit socially awkward until I feel comfortable, and then I can get into the groove pretty well. The Portishead song, Strangers, is, like so much of their other songs, dark and trance-like. I love a song that feels like it could hypnotize. It has this relentless beat. And it goes throughout the whole song, apart from the moments where it breathes and it makes you think that it's done, and then it drops again, and it's fantastic. And Beth Gibbons, you know, she has many iterations of her voice, but you always know that it's her. I think that's amazing that she still managed to be so singular. This one, it's slinky, kind of kinky. It gives the impression that it could end up being an orgy if someone were to suggest it. You know, about halfway through the dinner party is about where that vibe should come into play. As I'm preparing the main course, I would begin a song called Catwalk by John Coltrane. At this point, people are really feeling loosened up, and they're laughing, they're ready for the main course. I would probably be making oven-roasted salmon. I love fish, but I don't like overcooked fish. I think that's the worst. I don't respect people who overcook fish. I'll broil it, and the top has that sort of crunchy, caramelized texture to it, which is the best. Oh my God, I'm salivating. This song, Catwalk, has this one line that repeats throughout the song. Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. Oh, it's majestic. I mean, it totally hits the spot. and it repeats the way that you want it to, which is super satisfying for me. Like, you know, when I actually hear a melody that I love and then it doesn't repeat, it drives me crazy. And it actually culminates in a really strong finish with that melody at the end. My final song, this one is from my new record. There's a song called Bad Baby Pie, which I thought would be an appropriate selection. My intention was that listeners would not really know whether I was talking about a dinner, perhaps, or something else.
I heard you reserved a silver table where you planned to cut me loose.
I do not feel that up until this point I've really written anything that felt celebratory. Though I may not understand much. In fact, I feel like I understand less the older I get. There's that craziness that tells me that it's still so important to celebrate life and to celebrate the space that I've been given on this planet. It won't be mine for long.